Blog Talk Radio.
For joining in with us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of God.
My heart begins to beat one desire.
I want to be more like you, Lord.
That is in everything that I do.
And enjoy the music, and I'll be right back.
When I become a vessel that you can work with, my prayer is, Lord, I want to be more like you. I wanna be
tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, every morning.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Well, we thank you for tuning in tonight. We won't be with you too long tonight. We're going to bring forth a word that God had put in our belly to come forth with. We're going to talk about the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, and I'm going to say Holy Spirit, not the Holy Spirit, I'm going to say Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has transforming power. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And we just bless God for tonight's broadcast. And I'm going to lift up a word of prayer, and then we're going to go forth with the word of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this hour of power. Lord God, we lift it up to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you are our God. We can call on you, Lord God, and you'll answer us. We can call on you, Father, and we know that you're there. Lord, we know that you neither sleep nor slumber. Father, we know that you'll provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Father, we do want to be more like you. We don't want just the zeal of you, Lord God, but we want more and more of you, Lord God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you would open up my mouth. Use me, Lord God. Hide me behind the cross, Father, and let your word penetrate to the ear gate, to the listeners, Father. Let them receive what you have to say tonight. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you have already done. And Lord God, we lift you up and give you the glory and the honor for who you are. We give you the glory and honor for whom we are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Because you're awesome, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Because you're God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. Oh, yes, God, we kneel before you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praises. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, for who you are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have sent Holy Spirit to comfort us, to lead us, to guide us, and direct us, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we will acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our path. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. You know, we really want the Holy Spirit to just fall on us. Holy Spirit, just fall upon us. Fall upon us tonight. Saturate our minds, saturate our bodies, saturate our deeds, saturate what we say, and saturate what we do. Just fall upon us. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just enjoy the music, and I'll be right back with the teaching. Holy Spirit. fall on me, Holy Spirit. Well, we're going to be coming from tonight, the book of Acts. We're going to ask you to get your Bibles, get ready to search the scriptures with me tonight. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 through 48. Yes. And we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, of the Spirit of God. You know, my brothers, my sisters, as I was investigating this book of Acts, you know, as I'm reading it and praying for understanding, we just really shouldn't have a problem understanding the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we read the promises, and we read in chapter, I think it's chapter 1, verse 8, that we shall receive power after the Holy Spirit come upon us. And we saw that promise in the Word. We saw it come to life on the day of Pentecost. And in the second chapter, then suddenly there what came a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, that filled the house and appeared unto them like what, cloven tongues as of fire. And it was then in the third verse in chapter 2 when it said, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I tell you, there is transforming power in the Holy Spirit that will allow, if you allow the Holy Spirit to fill you, just be filled and communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost, transforming power under the unction of the Holy Spirit will take place. If you have the Holy Spirit, you won't remain the same. The Holy Spirit will endow you with power to overcome those habits. You won't keep doing the same thing. You won't be the same. You'll be changed. No, it won't happen overnight. And yes, it can happen that very moment. But I'll tell you what, it will happen. But I'm going to read Acts 10, verse 44 through 48. And I hope you got your Bibles out. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard what? The word. The Holy Spirit fell upon them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentile also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, meaning it was poured on the Jews and the Gentiles. And they began, and they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. They praised God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these shall not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Stay a while. Receive the Holy Spirit, because it's already there for you. When you open up your spirit to receive it, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. That's what the Word says. This is not me talking. This is what the Word says. I'm not going around it. I'm talking about it. And I tell you, there is transforming power in the Holy Spirit that will allow you to be filled and to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost. You know, I once read this story I was reading on the internet about a family in a big city. And in fact, it was entitled, the name of that story was entitled Transformed by an Elevator. And it was like, it was read like this. It said a family with a remote in a remote area was making their first visit into a big city. They checked into a grand hotel and stood in amazement at the impressive sight. Upon leaving the reception desk, they came to the elevator entrance. There they saw something that they had never seen before. They had never seen an elevator. And they just stared at it, unable to figure it out and what it was for. And then suddenly, an elderly lady hobbled toward the elevator. The door opened, and she went inside. The door closed, and soon the door reopened, and out came a good-looking young woman. The father just couldn't stop staring, first at the woman, then at the elevator. Then, without turning his head, he nudged his son's arm and said, "Go get your mother." Go get your mother. Because all they knew was an older lady got on the elevator and it went up, and the younger woman got on and came back down. We might find humor in this man thinking that an elevator can transform an elderly woman to a gorgeous young woman. But if we think about it, on a given Sunday, we can see what appears to be worthless sinners going into a building called the church to hear and receive the Word of God. And we can see them leaving out brand new. You know, the last time I visit this chapter in the book, I saw that Peter connecting messages connected a disconnected people. Isn't that something? You could be in the church disconnected, and the word can go forth, and it can connect you. And it really raised some points in my mind, and I made note of the points, three points that I felt need to be considered. The first was in verse 34, that God is not a respecter of person. And he receives anyone that receives him. And then in verse 35, we saw that Jesus Christ is our great equalizer. That's what I like to say, a great equalizer. That is that he and only he is the Lord of all. And then finally in verse 38, let me see, it shows us that Jesus is our only hope for our troubled past. Our only hope for our troubled past. And then he went about what? Doing good and healing all those that was oppressed of the devil. And as I was reading, it concluded with that we need to get connected. Need to be connected. We need to be connected and stay connected. And that's why I chose that song tonight, Holy Spirit, Fall. Fall on me, Holy Spirit. You know, and in this teaching, we'll see the result of Peter's message that transformed a people that needed a transformation. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in Holy Spirit. There's power that's inside of you that will can transform lives. Sometimes we say, well, she on drugs, he on drugs, or they out there. There's nothing I can do. But I'll tell you, if you have the Holy Spirit, that's all you need. The Holy Spirit, and you open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit come out. You know, and back to Peter's message, how Peter's message transformed a people that needed to be that needed transformation. And these people were what, Cornelius and his household. They were Gentiles. And the text tell us that those that heard the word, what happened? I read it to you. They received the Holy Spirit. Those that heard the word received the Holy Spirit. And they spoke with tongues and magnified the Lord. My God. My God. Listen to the words of this song. On my feet, fall on me, Holy Spirit. And as I was saying, the text tell us that those that heard the word received the Holy Spirit. They spoke with tongues and magnified the Lord, and did the Jewish believers. Jesus. Now, in verse 45, it shows us that those that believe, I think that's verse 45, it talks about, shows us that those that believe, they came with Peter and was astonished because the Gentiles also received the gift of the Holy Spirit as they did. So that's like saying someone you're looking down on receive that same gift. That is when Peter asked those who were with him in verse 47. According to the word, can anyone object to their being baptized? Now, that they had received the Holy Spirit just as they did. See, now, that shows you God has no respecter of persons. Sometimes, we think that some people think they're better than others. And the Holy Spirit had no respecter of person. The Holy Spirit fell on all of them. So let us take a look at how the Holy Spirit transformed the Gentile believers. First of all, in verse 44, let me see. First thing they did, they embraced the word they heard in 44. And Peter, yes, spoke these words. The Holy Spirit fell on all of them which heard the word, all of them. While Peter spoke these words, that the Holy Spirit had fell on all of them, the first thing that I took notice to was how they embraced the word they heard. They did not take the word they heard lightly. This is the evidence by what those Jewish believers that came with Peter saw and heard. So they not only heard the word, they received it. And when they received the word, they received the Holy Spirit. And this was evidence that those Jewish believers that came with Peter, they received it, and that's why they were astonished. Now, although Cornelius and his household accepted what was taught by the Jewish associates, there was still a void in their lives until Peter had came to town. And it was that Peter introduced them to the Lord, to Jesus Christ. And while they attached themselves to the word, they embraced it. They attached themselves to the Savior. It was the Holy Spirit that they embraced. And I'll tell you something. When you truly embrace the Holy Spirit, you won't be the same. You won't walk in unforgiveness. You won't walk in the old things. Every day will be a new day. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And this is what happened to a person who truly associate themselves or oneself with the church and the Savior. See, when you, instead of a church and a pastor, we really have to associate the connection with the Holy Spirit first. You can't be loyal to a church or a pastor or a fellowship until you're first loyal to your Creator, to your God. And when you embrace the Holy Spirit, loyalty will come. And let me substantiate this with you. The more they heard the word, the more they embraced it. The more we hear the word, the more we embrace what? The church and our Savior. The more we embrace the Savior, the more the Holy Spirit is evident in our life. And that is why we should not forget, and the Word of God says it, to assemble ourselves together in study, in praises, in worship. You know, I think about the saints of old, how they used to sing songs called Nothing Between. I could hear that song singing in the old church. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. Not this world, delusional dreams. I have denounced my sinful pleasures. Jesus is mine. There's nothing between. Let nothing be between you and your Savior. Forsake not to assemble yourselves together with the saints to study, to praise God, to worship God, for prayer, for teaching. You're not an island entire yourself. You need to get together with the saints. You know, and secondly, in verse 45, it shows us they received a treasured gift. What does it say? 45 says, and they of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also were poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now let's just really take a look at 45. We see that on the Gentiles was poured the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in understanding the work of the Holy Spirit, we need to understand that we are indwelled with the feeling filled with the Holy Spirit. Our life won't remain the same. I can talk about the Holy Spirit. I can teach about the Holy Spirit. I can discuss the Holy Spirit. I can sing about the Holy Spirit. But if my life is not changing, because the Holy Spirit has transforming power, you're not going to stay the same. It's plain and simple. So that means when we realize that we're sinners who truly haven't changed, have we truly accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of our sins? The Holy Spirit, it indwells. He indwells inside of us. He'll live inside of you. He'll lead you, guide you, direct you. He'll even talk to your conscience and tell you. He'll speak to your spirit man. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't say that. Now, that wasn't right. I told you to go here. You went there. The Holy Spirit will take up permanent residency in our lives and will become a controlling spirit in our lives, like filling on a cake. And that is what makes being filled with His Spirit a treasure in our lives. You don't have to talk about it. Just be about it. He'll lead us. He'll guide us to all truth. And you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. And this is what happened with Cornelius and his household. The Holy Spirit fell on them, and they spake with tongues and magnified the Lord. In fact, that outpouring of the Spirit on the Gentiles opened the eyes of those who traveled with them, with Peter. And in the last lesson, my second point was that Jesus Christ is our great equalizer. And in this text, we can see that the Holy Spirit is leveling the playing field, because they came in one. They came in one in the Spirit. See, when you sit up under the Word, you become one with those that's listening to the Word if they're receiving it. You have the same talk, the same conversation. You'll connect with the people that are one in God like you are becoming. They gave God some praises, and that's in verse 46. When they heard, then they spake with tongues and magnified the Lord. You hear me? A man of God. It made me think about this. This man of God, when I was in Texas, Houston, Texas, with Dr. Ivy Hilliard, I believe his name was Pastor Terry Anderson, I believe. And he was praising God, and he said, I believe it is well that praises is the rent we pay for mercy received. Think about it. Praises is the rent we pay for the mercy received. Now, although all of us have our own version of praise, those Gentiles expressed their gratitude for mercy received by magnifying the Lord. They did not hide in a corner. They didn't just rock back and forth and wave the hand and appreciation of what had happened. But what they did was they openly spoke with tongues and magnified God. You see, it's hard to keep quiet or hold your peace once the Lord has done something great for you. And there's no shame in my game, or it shouldn't be in yours either, in letting the world know that you just have been blessed by the best. I think that's a sermon. Blessed by the best. And these Gentiles show their enthusiasm. In fact, the outpouring was so great that Peter knew that no one could deny them from being baptized. You see, when you're willing to magnify the Lord, He is more than willing to show the world that you belong to Him and you have been transformed anew, afresh, by the Holy Spirit. And this is why oppositions can't make us. Sometimes we get stuck on titles, positions. You think that's going to make you. No, it's not. A lot of times it'll break you. But no, positions and titles don't make you. But it is what the Spirit do with us that makes us. And we'll stand out in a crowd. And I told you I wouldn't be with you long, but I'm going to conclude by saying I think that when you truly open your mouth and allow the gift to flow, it's not babbling. It's when your soul is speaking out, when the spirit man is speaking the heavenly language. Jude, turn to the book of Jude. You want your spirit man to be set free. But I just need to tell you this. that in order for the transforming power of God to come into your life, we need to empty our lives of all the petty stuff that gets in the way of the Spirit of God. You see, attending church, it will put us in position to be transformed. You know, some people think you don't have to go, but I beg to differ. You need to be fed the Word of God. You need to study to show yourself approved. And the Word of God says, forsake not to assemble yourselves together with the saints. But just being a body count in church, it cannot do a thing for you. You see, we would be like this wireless microphone I have in my hand. If we judge it according to the way this one works, we will conclude that all we have to do is switch on the power and just start talking. And that's what I did tonight. I just switched the power on, and I just started talking. But if the microphone does not have power, it will not work. You can switch the button on all you want, but without power, it will not work. But when my husband put those two AA batteries in it, and he turned the switch, the microphone on, it worked. Why did it work? Because it had power. Likewise, in closing, the reason why we cannot be consistent in worship, the reason why we cannot be consistent in relationships, the reason why we cannot forgive, the reason why we can't get along with nobody, the reason why we can't go to the next place in God, the reason why we can't look beyond someone's fault and see their needs. And I can go on and on and on. The reason why we can't let go of what happened in the past. The reason why our witness has been affected is because we don't have any power. Lack of power. The reason why living right is so hard to do for some people is because there's no power. There's no Holy Ghost. So if you want to be transformed, you need to flip the script, flip the switch, and make the connection and turn the power on. Ask God to allow His Spirit to fall on you. Ask God to allow His Spirit to rest on you. Ask God to allow His love to overtake you. Holy Spirit, fall on me. Holy Spirit, cleanse me. Holy Spirit, purge me. For God is a consuming power. He'll consume and burn up everything on you that shouldn't be. We need the power source so that things can come forth, so that our fruit can remain. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to open up our mouths and allow the language, the heavenly language, to come forth. Because the Word of God says what? That you edify yourself. You build up yourself. also, you need to be built up. I need to be built up. And every chance I get in his presence, and I allow him to do a downpour, a download, an upload, so that I can be built up, so I can be encouraged. So I encourage you tonight that if you don't have the gift of the Holy Spirit, it's available for you. It's available. In Job 1, it's Job 20, it says, but ye, who is ye? You, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You can turn to Romans 8 and 26, Ephesians 6 and 18. And I'm not just reading this, but I actually experienced this. My life changed when I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, and I know one person thinks this way and another thinks that way. Well, you think what you want to think, but I'm like the man that said, I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is I was once blind, but now I see. When they asked the mother, what did he do to be born like this? And she said, ask him. He's of age. What happened? He said, all I know is I'm healed. So I encourage you tonight to know that there's healing available. There's nothing too hard for God. When the Holy Spirit is upon you, the power of the living God, the same power that raised Jesus up from the dead, the same resurrection power, the same power that created the heavens and the earth, the same power. The same power that allows a bird to fly in the sky, the same power, it rests within you. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing impossible. There's nothing impossible. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want that vision? How bad do you want that dream? How bad do you want what you purpose in your heart to do? You have to be a mover and a shaker to make things happen. You can't sit still and it's going to happen. It's not going to happen with you sitting there hoping and a praying. Faith without works is dead. You got to do some work. So I encourage you to get busy with the power of God that's resting inside of you. Truly, it is a gift. But what did Paul say? In 1 Corinthians, he talked about desiring all of the gifts. If I have a bunch of gifts, and I don't, you got a gift, I got a gift, and she got a gift, and all the gifts are available. They're all available. But I'm satisfied with just the one that God gave me. I want everything God got for me. Every single gift. If God said I can have it, I want it. If God says it's mine, it's mine. So I encourage you to get hungry for the things of God. Get hungry for the things of God. Get hungry so that your fruit can remain. And we're going to be talking about the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge. We're going to be talking about that too. But I just want to encourage you tonight to be encouraged and be an encourager. And know that if you turn on the power switch, the microphone will work. If you turn on the power switch, the Holy Spirit will work through you. Everything that you set out to do, he'll back you up. He'll bring you through. So I want to encourage you tonight to know that God loves you. And know that because you're loved by Him, and because you have the power of God resting inside of you, that you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Because of the power of God that's resting in you. All you have to do is give yourself away so He can use you. This is Prophetess Teresa from Kingdom Builders International. We want to encourage you that if you don't know the Lord and Savior for yourself, you have not accepted Him, and you want to accept Him tonight, you can repeat after me and welcome and come into the family of God. Father, forgive me for my sin. I accept You as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe that You died. I believe that You rose again. And I believe that You died for the sins of omission and commission. And I believe that Your arms is open for me in Your kingdom. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has a transforming power that can change my life. If you said those words, I welcome you to the family of God. Congratulations, you made the best choice of your life tonight. Go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org. Send us an email. And if you don't have a Bible, we'll be more than happy to send you out a Bible. We'll stay connected with you. We'll even network with you, wherever you may be. We want to let you know that God want to love on you, and God want to bring you out, and God want to bring you to the blessed place in Him. So I encourage you tonight, just walk in love, walk in peace, and walk with the Spirit of God. If you don't have a church home, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to where you need to be. Father God, we thank You for this hour of power. We thank You, Lord God, that You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We ask You, Lord God, that You would just put this word in our spirit. Cover it with the blood of Jesus. Cover every listener with the blood of Jesus. And we thank You, Lord God, that we shall do mighty works in You, Father. We thank You, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit is activated in our lives. We thank You, Lord God, as they spoke with unknown tongues, Lord God, that they were endowed with the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Father God, that every listener on this line will be endowed with Your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and that we not only will be endowed, but we will understand the endowment and the power that You have bestowed upon us. In the name of Jesus, thank You, Father. We love You. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. And we give ourselves away, Lord God, so that You can use us. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. I'm not going to open up the lines tonight because I have to leave out. But God bless you all. And just enjoy the rest of the music.
Can you hear me? I give myself away. I give myself away. So you. And
come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So You can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell
them. Here I am. Here I am.
on my own.
Praise the name of Jesus. Give yourself away so that he can use you. You want to be used? Get out of that fear. Get away from being a loner. Get away from just being scared or shy. Give yourself away so he can use you. There's so much inside of you that God wants to bring out. Things inside of you, the Holy Spirit, that someone else needs. You got treasures inside of you that people are dying to hear, that will bring life to them. The Gentiles, they were revived. Revive some people today. Revive some people. God bless you all. I love you with the love of God. Have a joyful night. And we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, with Minister Sophia. She'll be coming on tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock, I'm sorry, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Detroit Time.